The Spire by William Golding, dramatized by Gary Brown. Episode 2.
Paul Roper here!
Oh, Roger! I'm back!
So I see.
Is everything back to normal?
We're working, aren't we?
He bridles, but I only direct him as I am directed by God.
Gilbert! My son, I owe my life to you, it seems.
Were you hurt?
Oh, your nose. You're a real workman now, eh? Chiseling the heads again. But this time, make me handsome, eh?
Do I really look like a bird?
I am in your debt. I shall do something for you.
He is my son. Just as Goody Pangle is my daughter. And I must do something for her, too. Poor thing. She must feel the shame of a deserted woman.
My child.
Yes, father?
My child, I have been meaning...
Meaning what? What have I to tell her?
Father, I have things to do.
We never have our talks anymore, child.
What is there to talk of?
Dark eyes. She has so much spirit.
Well,
how have you been?
Well enough, father, considering.
Yes, your husband. It's a bad business.
Why? What have you heard? What have people said?
Oh, well, nothing. Only that he's gone.
Yes. These 2 days.
He did tell me he was vexed. And the other day with the workmen, I've told them about that, but... To run off like that.
Pangle's been talking to you.
Yes.
What about?
Well, the workmen. How they taunt him. He's upset. You know how thin-skinned he is. He'll come back in time.
God willing.
You've always been a blessing to me. I have missed you, my child. You're very dear to me.
Don't touch me!
What? Goody.
Puppy, puppy.
See, who works on the spire?
Look.
It is I, priest. I build your spire, naked with blazing hair.
I need to look for my husband.
I feel her cling, and that is bad for the work. If she will not let me help her, what is the point of all this brooding? I have too great a work on hand. I must climb away from all this confusion.
Good day to you all!
Good day, Father.
Fine legs, Father.
yes, indeed. Up here, everything is clean and new. Oh! This is what it must mean to be a bird. Oh, I would like my spire to be 1,000 feet high.
Holy, holy, holy.
With twain he covered his face. Thou hast come because I have shown pride.
Remember why you are building this spire. And for whom?
Forgive me. I bring my essential wickedness even here into thy pure air. The earth is a huddle of noseless men grinning upward. There are gallows everywhere. The blood of childbirth never ceases to flow. The brothels stink and drunk men lie in the gutter. There is no good thing in all this circle but this great house, the Ark. The darkness and babble down there infects me. Forgive me.
Build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
Oh, thank you, O Lord, for sending thy angel to fortify me and keep me humble.
I dread to go down. Here is my place, but it must be done, since no man can live his life with the eagles. I thought it would be simple. I thought the spire would complete a stone Bible. I never guessed in my folly that there would be a new lesson at every level and a new power. When was the last time he took a service?
He never deals with correspondence anymore, unless it is to do with the spire.
He's the Dean of Works.
Looking better for the exercise, Father. You've got some colour for a change.
Indeed, Rachel.
I wish as I could follow my Roger to the top of his craft, but heights are a real purgatory to me.
Clack, 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 woman. How does Roger bear it?
No, I have to stay down in this mess. Oh, it's a real crime the way Pangle deserted his duty. To go off without so much as a word and leave his goody with child at last. You would have thought...
What did you say?
Pangle, running off like that. And his goody with child after all this time. Did you not know, Father?
No.
And her being such a sweet, good-natured soul.
I'm sorry, I must...
Well, goodness me, I haven't talked out a turn, have I?
Oh, thou hast heard my prayers, O Lord. No wonder she's looking for her husband. She has good news to impart. And these tears are tears of joy, because thou hast remembered thy handmaiden.
Stop working! Everyone, stop working!
Stop working!
What's going on?
It started again. The pillars.
What should we do?
Make more noise. Drown it out. Now back to work. All right. Anyone that's scared can go now. Go! I don't need no dead weights. Any takers? Right then. Back to work.
Why did it all start?
The pillars, they started singing again.
They've sung and stopped before, my son.
They're not singing, Father. They're crying out. They're in pain.
Please, Roger.
Have mercy, Father. This is enough.
There is no one but you.
Look, I'll try and tell you about my mystery, shall I? The stones are singing. I don't know why, but I can guess. That's the trouble, see? I always guess. We judge that this or that is strong enough, but we don't really know. We've never built this high.
That's why you must trust in God.
They carry too much weight. And you want to build another 150 feet of it.
Softly, my son. God wants it, not I. He is vexed. Let him blow out his fury.
Here, come. Look over the parapet. Right the way down. Come on.
Scalding fluid in my head.
What would happen if I let go? Would I fly, Lord?
We've nothing but a skin of glass and stone, stretched between four stone rods. Do you understand that?
Yes.
The stone is no stronger than the glass between the verticals, because every inch of the way I have to save weight. Bartering strength for weight, or weight for strength. Guessing how much, how far, how little, how near, until my very heart stops when I think of it. All the weight bears down on the pillars.
No, on my back. I feel it even now.
Stone snaps. It crumbles, tears. Sooner or later there'll be a bang, a shudder, a roar, and those four columns will splay apart, and everything else up here, stone, wood, iron, glass, men, will slide into the church like the fall of a mountain. Whatever else is uncertain in my mystery, this is certain. I know. I've seen a building fall.
So what must we do, Roger?
Stop building!
No, no. I tell you, the thing can be done.
Let me go!
It isn't my net. It's his. It's God's.
It goes against reason.
What's reason got to do with it? Even in the old days, he never asked men to do what was reasonable. But then comes the command to do what makes no sense at all. To build a ship on dry land, to sit among the dunghills, to marry a whore, to set your son on the altar of sacrifice. Then, if men have faith, great things happen.
Was it my voice that spoke the words? No. Not my voice. The voice of the devouring will, my master.
You were chosen, Roger. Just as I was. So what do you say? Are you brave enough, man?
I don't know.
You were chosen. Only you can do it. Only you have the skill.
It'll cost money, much more.
Oh, don't worry, I'll find it.
Steel. Maybe steel will do it. We could pass a great band of it around the whole tower and bind the stones together.
Would it work?
I don't know. No one has ever used as much steel as that before.
I have faith in you, my son. And Roger, when you've done it, and it stands here for all to see, the net may break. But build quickly. Quickly. Before you consent to the major evil, and the net never break.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Something about Goody and Rachel and Pangal. It's just that you've become precious to me. You and all the rest. And I begin to live by you. I must go down now, Roger.
I believe you're the devil. The devil himself.
What? What was that, Roger?
So how much more is this spire going to cost, my Lord Dean?
It's hard to say. I really don't know.
But we have to keep within the bounds of financial prudence, surely.
Well, I am doing my best.
But the cost keeps rising. My Lord Sacrist is correct. This house will be bankrupt if this continues.
So how will the extra work be paid for?
By me, my Lord Sacrist, by me! From now on, any further expense, other than that previously agreed, shall be borne by me. I shall put my private seal on all documents. I shall pay.
My whole life has become one prayer of will, fused, built into the pillars. I was chosen. I offered myself, and I am learning. Oh, how I am learning. Each new foot reveals a new effect, a new purpose. I must climb and urge them on. It's what I am for. What's that? There shouldn't be anyone up here now. Is someone in pain? What's going on? A hand. I know it. The red and brown of it. Touching stone and wood and rope. Clenched in anger. And there's another hand. Small. White. I know that, too.
But I didn't laugh, did I?
At your prayers again, dear child?
I am praying for my goat. He is not well, Father.
Your hair, so red, child, it shines like the sun. A blazing glory. I shall call you my little Poppy.
I've been swimming, Father, and chasing ducks.
I have found someone for your daughter. He's a good, honest man. He'll look after her.
He may have imperfections on the outside, but his soul is unblemished.
But what of love, Father?
That will come in good time, my child. You must cover your hair now. Only your husband shall see it.
When me and Roger go together.
You won't believe this.
Well, at the most peculiar time, you know, just before he does what men do.
A laughs. Had to laugh. Burst out. I do. It ain't that I'm barren like some folk thinks. Oh, no. And when I laughs, he laughs.
But I didn't laugh, did I?
Dear God, no.
De lamentatione, Come in.
After I have done with this, I must pray. I must pray. But I can't. For every time I start, I see...
The red hair.
It blazes.
The white belly.
It shines.
You wanted to see me, Father.
That's why I must do this.
Yes, Father Adam, I wanted you to write me a letter.
She must be saved.
Who from?
Who to?
The Abbess of Stillbury.
Don't. Please don't send me away. I am your Poppy, Father. You said so yourself.
It is for the best, child. Oh, Lord, help her. Bells. Tuneless bells.
It glows! A waterfall of sparks.
They work on the girdle of steel from morn till night. Everyone looks up. It's a nightly pastime. I must go up when the work is finished for the night. I must stay up there and breathe. Sunrise. The Lord brings his light to warm the tower. It groans and protests as if coming out of sleep. Warm. This band of steel is still warm. It's alive and talking, straining to keep order in chaos. And the stone, this newness of stone, the cold, powdery newness. It's clean. My cheek sinks into it. I want to stay here forever. I can see everything.
The choir boys. Oh, they've left their checkers on the arcade walls. Ah, I can see the counters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I haven't moved, have I? Now 5. Now 6. Now 5 again. It's moving. The spire's moving. It's a tree. I've climbed a tall, strong tree.
Father, do you want an apple?
What?
Up here. I can throw one down. They're delicious.
Girls shouldn't climb trees.
Why not? I'm a better climber than my brothers. I like heights.
Oh, yes. She likes heights, all right.
I didn't laugh, did I?
My Lord Dean! Father!
What are you doing up here?
You wanted me to tell you as soon as it came. There's a letter from the Abbess of Stillbury.
The Abbess drives a hard bargain, but do this and I shall have peace. It must be done, for my sake and for Roger. She must go to the nunnery. I know what they'll say. First Jocelyn's folly, now Jocelyn's whore. It's a dowry. That's what it is. She's a good woman. But she has sinned. I must put her behind me, for nothing must get in the way of the work.
What's going on?
Roger's been caught.
Caught fishing!
What? Where are they?
Pangol's kingdom!
You filthy whore!
Get off me!
Leave it alone, it's not her fault!
Why? Didn't she do nothing?
Don't hit her there!
What, worried about you, bastard?
Get out! Get out of the pair of you!
No wonder your cripple ran away!
We can talk about this outside!
No! Haven't I been good enough that you pushed your prick into any soft belly?
Oh, you tell her, Come on, woman!
You need gelding, you do! Get off!
What's going on?
Will you keep out of this, father, and you! You keep away from my man. Oh, so help me, I'll kill you! Get out of here!
Come on, Rachel!
A thread of hair floats. The sun has caught it. It's brown and bronze and red.
My child!
Blood! Blood!
How can I...
Don't touch me!
Get the women here, quickly!
It's coming! It's coming!
Oh, for the love of God, my dear soul! A midwife! Get a midwife!
Blood. Blood on the floor, blood on the money. Stop it, Lord! Help her! Lord, preserve her. I'll give her what you leave me of my life to bring her peace and stop the noise and the blood. Face. So much blood.
Wrap it up. Quick.
It has to be baptized. Give it to me. It has to be baptized.
I'm going away, Father.
Where to, Poppy?
Please let me wash your feet, Father.
No, child.
And dry them with my hair.
Just like our Lord.
And his lady.
Noli me tangere.
You as well.
No. No, I was a protected man. I never came up against Beldam.
She's dead. They both are.
Work. Work, I must work.
He's mad with grief.
Guiltful like.
Be careful, man! Could have had my head off!
He's back with me now.
Morning, Father.
Yes, yes, indeed. Rachel.
He's rent his cassock like an ancient Hebrew in grief.
Like a bereaved husband.
My Lord Dean, will you be taking the service?
Service?
Funeral service.
She's dead. Oh, she's dead. Poppy. Poppy. What am I to say to Pangal? It's better that he never returns.
Jocelyn, I am here.
Oh, you see all. What am I to do?
Keep building.
I can't. The sacrifice.
You knew the cost.
You're testing me, aren't you? You test my mettle. You bend my back with the heat of the pain.
The Lord asks much from his prophets. You were chosen.
But what of the others?
Bear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endure all things.
Thank you.
No! It's out! It's not level!
She never came this high.
No, this high is free of her.
The only place he gets peace is in the privy.
And then she's there to wipe his ass.
That's not who I meant. But no matter.
What are you doing up here?
Am I not welcome anymore?
Just don't get in the way. I've got enough to think about without you.
Drink. Soaked in it.
Don't mind him, Father. He's like a bear with a sore head.
Still knows what he's doing, though.
What? Even though his hand shakes like some vitus dance.
The spire narrows in like a cone. Soon there will be no sky. Explain this to me, Johan. The wood, the octagons.
It's marred. Roger's idea.
I must know. It's my work, too.
Well, the whole thing rests on these wedges, Father. You'll pin the woodwork into the capstone. If a storm blows up before that, we've had it. The whole lot will come down. But if not, you'll slacken the cable little by little and let the wooden octagons stretch down. The whole thing will hang and hold the spire against the wind.
Will it work?
Who knows?
Well, have you seen it done before? Has anyone built this high before?
People tell stories, foreigners, but no one but him has ever built like this.
Roger?
He's drunk, and he's mad. But then, you have to be mad to build as high as this, huh? Up here we're all mad, huh, Father?
And cart. On the model, it was no larger than a button.
Down! Down! Stop! Gently, fools! Now we've got to get it through the final octagon.
The capstan will never go through that. Too big.
Any ideas, Master? Move it outside, onto the skin of the spire. What, 350 feet up? There's no other way. We'll build a platform and then shift the stone up with the next course till we can put it in place. But what about the wind? It's the end of spring. We've seen the worst of the weather. But it's a risk. Of course it's a risk. Everything's a risk now.
The loudest it's ever been.
Needles in each ear.
Where's Jehan? Coming up.
Get on with your work.
Oh, we're not working till we know.
Are you questioning my authority, you slug?
What did you say?
You mustn't antagonize them.
Roger, my son.
Go away, meddling priest.
Hey, leave him alone.
Are you all right, Father? You think he brings you luck?
Master.
He brings nothing but bad luck.
He shakes. Not only his hands, but his whole body.
Roger, come here, my son. What did I tell you? Four needles stuck in the earth, holding up stone and wood and glass.
Master.
Well, are they sinking?
No.
What's happening?
Yeah, why are they making that noise? It's getting worse.
They're bending.
Solid stone bending.
Oh, that's impossible.
No, they're bending in towards each other, all four of them.
Stone can't bend.
But it is. Don't you see? It's a miracle. We can't stop now.
Then you can do it without me. Without me.
Roger, my son, where's he going?
Running away. He's running away!
Oh, it stopped. The singing stopped.
I'll go and talk to him.
No, no. As soon as he goes, the pillars stop singing. It was him that brought the bad luck. Let him go to the alehouse.
Hey, we know what to do. We can manage now to the end, can't we, Jehan?
Huh? Jehan, can we?
Yes.
Roger! Roger!
There he goes!
The mother for your sin, all alone and alone.
I bring light to their work with my metal sheet.
More light here. Left a bit, Father.
Like that, my son?
More, more. Steady.
They're all good men. They blaspheme and curse, but they're good men. I taste their goodness.
Perhaps it's because they were chosen, just as I was. Roger was chosen, too. Like Moses, he has served his purpose. But he's too impure to see the promised land.
Where's everyone going? There's still an hour of daylight left.
I promised the men we'd finish early.
Why?
We'll be back bright and early tomorrow.
You as well, Gilbert?
Mm-hmm. Are you coming down, Father?
No. I'll stay here a while.
Oh, this is the best time. So peaceful. The cold stone against my back. Who's that? There shouldn't be anybody up here now.
What do you want? Who are you? Get away! Oh, dear God, it's me. It's my reflection in the metal sheet. Oh, an anchorite. Hair, wild hair. When did it turn so gray? And that nose is it's a beak. Oh, well, Jocelyn, this is where we have come. Oh, fire. Must be a haystack burning. There are fires everywhere. Why should that be? Oh, it's Midsummer's Eve. That's where they've gone! No. They're good men. They're good men. They work here for God, not the old ways.
A twig on my shoe. With a rotting white berry. Mistletoe. Mistletoe, of course. A devilish symbol. A symbol of sacrifice. No.
There is nothing I can do! They must do it! I'm sorry! It is their way!
Oh, Lord. Help me. Pangal. How could I know? How could I know? As soon as I have the holy nail affixed at the base, it shall be done. And I shall have peace. You all shall.
Heal!
Steady! All right. Back in.
Aye, master.
Just in time. There's a storm coming in.
Now, we need to knock the wedges out, like you said, Johann, so that the octagons can hang.
Well, first, we have to pin them to the capstone.
Oh! Hmm? Look! What? Look! It's the procession. Can't you see it? Yeah. They must be 5 miles away. Soon the holy nail will be here. Then our work will be done. Oh, praise be to God!
Take a maul and stand by a wedge. Do nothing until I say so.
I am the force of will. Force of will. I shall hold you up.
Don't you think we should have more men?
Where from?
Maybe we should get Roger from the alehouse.
Nah, leave the fat swine where he is.
It is a tower of faith. Put your spirit into these godless men, O Lord.
I'll release the cable windlass bit by bit. Everybody ready?
As we'll ever be, master.
Tap the wedges.
Strengthen ye the weak hands.
Gently. And again.
It's going to hold.
Thank the Lord.
Get out!
It's warped! The octagons have warped!
But still it stands!
For how long, though?
Here he is.
We've been looking all over for you.
They're here. The church commissioners.
Small. Like children. Getting in the way.
Have they bought it? Where is it? Where is it?
On the high altar. Oh,
please, I must get it.
First, you have to talk to our guests.
Birds? At the window?
Jocelyn, let us in. Let us admire your spire.
Well, they're here already.
Yes, they're waiting. Now, come on.
Let him at least get changed. Pull his cassock down, smooth his hair.
They're mustering, planning a final attack. I have to be ready.
Why shouldn't they see him as he is?
Sit down, my Lord Dean. You don't mind answering a few questions from us, do you?
Ask what you like, and I shall answer.
This is very formal. Long table, a scribe. Maybe that's how it happens when they bring a relic of such importance.
We had drawn up a list of questions taken from the representations and depositions.
Representations? Depositions?
Surely you knew. Some of them are dated from as much as 2 years ago.
I've been very busy.
Some of the questions are irrelevant in the circumstances, I think. For example, the matter of the candles.
What candles?
This person appears to believe that the cathedral has suffered a mortal blow because for 2 years the faithful haven't been burning candles in the nave.
Anselm.
Going away, diminishing, vanishing backwards.
But would you agree with his further complaint of the unnecessary disruption of prayer?
There was danger.
So the services of the church came to an end.
I was there all the time. It was a kind of service. I was there, and they were there, adding glory to the house.
They?
The workmen, there were fewer and fewer of them, of course, but some stayed right to the end. You see, there were those who ran and those who stayed.
And those who were built in.
Yes, indeed. I'm sorry.
What? What are you sorry about?
The disruption.
Some would say that these men were murderers, rowdies, rapers, sodomites, atheists, or worse.
No, they were bold, bold men. I needed bold, brave men.
Why didn't I think of it before? I'm on trial.
Now, to the question of money.
Jocelyn.
Go away!
Is this your seal?
Yes.
Are you a wealthy man?
No.
How are these to be paid, then?
As he supported the pillars and provided the nail.
Jocelyn.
My lord, while we talk here, it may fall. Oh, let me take it now and drive it in.
All in good time. When did you last go to confession?
I can't remember.
Well, a month, a year, 2 years?
I can't remember! Please, let me take the nail. Please, I don't think you realise the spire. It may fall.
You are exhausted by your labours, my lord. Let us continue this discussion tomorrow.
We're wasting time!
Get some rest.
My lord!
By the authority of this seal, I command you to return to your own house.
Come, my lord. This way. Your hood. You must sleep.
I shan't sleep. Not until it's finished. They don't understand.
You need some rest.
As we always have. The church is ours.
Satan is here. I must get the nail.
My lord!
No! They've broken the windows. They're in the church. I must drive it in now. I must drive it in. My lord!
Jocelyn. Jocelyn. Hear how they moan and groan, Jocelyn. Soon they will fall. Our scaly wings are made of gristle and bone. Our cloven hooves can kick.
Must get to the altar.
Look at me, Father, up here in the tree. Look at me. Aren't I beautiful? Look at my hair.
No! It's not you!
Look at my blood, Jocelyn. Same colour.
No!
Keep away from the silver box.
No, I have it. The box with the nail. I'll drive it in and it will destroy you. There! Keep away.
Look at my baby. Whose baby? Whose baby?
It's not you. The ladders. The ladders.
Push him off.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Give me the nail, Father. Drive it in me.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
You're the devil himself.
Who was conceived with the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
Why did you touch me, Father?
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried.
I bewitched you, that's why.
Descended into hell.
Jocelyn, fall! Be with hand under the crossway for all eternity! Feel his bony embrace!
No! On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and he sits at the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty. And then she shall come to judge the living and the dead. I'm here. Now, I must drive in the nail, a hammer. I need a hammer.
Don't hurt me. The nail will penetrate my flesh, Father.
You're not her. You're a demon.
The nail!
I believe in the Holy Spirit!
It hurts! Don't do that! Not you, Father! It hurts!
The Holy Catholic Church! The communion of saints! The forgiveness of sins! The resurrection of the body! And the life everlasting! Drove the nail. Oh, you might have fallen for want of it. Oh, Poppy. My dear Poppy.
Reverend Father. Oh, Jocelyn, please, don't get up.
I've not been...
Oh, yes, I know.
Is this to do with the business of your tomb?
Well, I came because of you. Because of how you are.
You're worried about me?
Your story is known in the country. In the world, I might say.
I'm sorry. I could not help. There's a sense in which your body would...
What? Defile the church? As if you haven't defiled it yourself?
It's a hard thing for a woman to understand. I was chosen, you see.
Chosen?
By God.
What? You really think that?
Why are you laughing? Why?
Because God didn't choose you.
Then who?
I did. I chose you. Me.
How?
We were lying on the daybed together.
What's this got to do with anything?
I'd pleased him and he wanted to give me a present. I had everything I wanted for myself.
No, I won't hear you. I won't hear you.
But then I had a thought and so I answered. I have a sister and she has a son.
What did he say?
I told him you were a novice in some monastery.
What did he say, woman?
He kissed me and said, "We shall drop a plum in his mouth." So you see, Jocelyn, God didn't choose you. The king's whore did.
Oh, God, the things that I've done.
Jocelyn. Jocelyn. Oh, help me, someone. Help.
I've given it my back. Him, her, thou.
Ah, you're awake.
Has it fallen?
Not yet.
Was it much damaged?
If I lift you to sit up, Father, you can see through the window.
No, I shall never look at it again.
It leans a little, threatening the cloisters. It's impacted into the parapet at the top of the tower. From a certain angle, it almost looks like a tree. An apple tree.
Yet still it stands. Is it still my will? I've come to a desolate place, Anselm.
All men at one time or another.
I've been back. Right back to those days by the sea when you had charge of me.
Centuries ago.
My life has been nothing like I thought. But I did walk on the headland once, and I came to you, Master of the Novices, because I thought the Holy Spirit had chosen us. I ran to you. Do you remember, Ansel?
You were all over my knees like a dog. Why must you have a best friend like a silly girl?
I'm a man of strong affections.
You sat on our necks, my neck, for a generation.
There was work to be done.
That place was well enough for me. Then you had to come flying like a great bird.
To my friend.
But to see you skipping through purely nominal steps, acolyte, deacon, priest, to see you dean of this church when you could hardly breed our father. I might have remained where I was and done some good. You tempted me and I did eat.
What kind of a priest are you?
The same sort as you. Minimal. You've lain on us like a blight. There have been times when the sight of you in your authority has squeezed this heart of mine small and made my breath come short.
I'm sorry.
But shall I tell you something else? For all that stone contraption hangs above us, there's a peace and amity in chapter. And do you know why? Because you're not there.
Forgive me.
I forgive you.
Do you really, Anselm? My friend?
I'm a priest. Of course I do.
Thing. They'll look at me. I'm bent like a leper. Must look like an old crow.
You! You stink like a corpse.
Hasn't fallen yet.
Fall when you like, me old cock.
Well, here we are, the two of us.
I like your stink, Jocelyn. It does me good.
I thought I was doing great work.
God damn you, priest! May you rot in hell! You drove me too high!
I know. Once you said I was the devil himself. It isn't true. I'm a fool.
Mad, more like.
There's some kind of blight on my hands. I infect everyone I touch, even those I love.
Then why have you come?
I've come in pain and shame.
What? Get up, man!
No. I must kneel. Forgive me, Roger.
Jocelyn, things were terrible up there. They were insane.
Oh, careful, man. isn't much to my back nowadays.
I'm sorry, I don't know my strength, eh?
What holds it up? Eh, Roger? Me? The nail? The she? Or do you? Or is it Pangal, crouched beneath the crossways, a sliver of mistletoe between his ribs?
What are you going on about?
You see, if she knew about it...
Leave well alone!
It was I, I used to see it, glowing red about a thin, pale face. But later, when she stood by the pillar, looking across at you, it seared into my eye.
And then she bewitched me.
Shut up, will you?
I must know what sort of creature she was. Because if she knew about Pangal, consented, then there would be no horror as deep.
Get out! Get
I
out!
I must know! She haunts me. Is she a devil or an angel?
What does it matter now?
I loved her! And I killed her!
Yes, you did! You killed us all, you stinking corpse! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Killed us all.
Holy Mother of God. Look at his back.
It is a wasting. A consumption of the back and spine.
Is there any hope?
No. None whatsoever. His heart.
Where was I then?
Nowhere.
I've drunk bitter poppy.
Poppy.
I have thoughts that last a century. Or a second. Gilbert, my son.
What are you trying to do, Father?
Clothes. I want him to draw me as I am, naked.
You'll be cold.
My tomb shall not lie. I want my effigy to be stripped in death of clothing and ornament.
Let me pass.
No, you can't.
You must know what he's done.
Rachel.
In the outhouse, between the onions and a sack of wheat, on his hands and knees.
Oh.
Roger! The rope was still around his neck and a broken rafter on the other end of it. It was said the most difficult thing in his business was to estimate the breaking strain.
I see things small. A woman, red-rimmed, black hair, and a thin, old, dying man. Oh, if only I could go back.
He sits by the fire, his head on one side, blind and dumb. I have to do everything for him, like a baby he is.
No more. I can't feel for them or myself.
Father, Jocelyn.
Let me die. Oh, let me ease into it. Let me fly. Dying is more natural than living, because what could be more unnatural than the leaping and falling of a last flame beneath the ribs?
Jocelyn?
Who's that?
Jocelyn!
He's covered in parchment from head to foot, with hairs on top and bones to keep it apart.
Jocelyn! We are going to help you into heaven.
What do you know of heaven? Heaven and hell and purgatory are small and bright as a jewel in someone's pocket, only to be taken out on feast days. And what is heaven to me unless I can go in holding him by one hand and her by the other?
Ascent!
I traded a stone hammer for four people. Help me up. I must see it.
Hold him up, Father.
I can see it through the window, translucent, like a waterfall. An upward, glittering waterfall.
I believe, Jocelyn. I believe.
I am a bluebird. A bluebird over the water, flying, struggling, shouting, screaming to leave behind words of magic and incomprehension.
A gesture of assent, please, Jocelyn.
I know what it's like. It's like the apple tree. Lay him down gently. What did he say?
I think he said, God. God. God.
Keep open his mouth so I can lay the host upon his tongue.
Episode 2 of The Spire by William Golding. Dramatized by Gary Brown. Jocelyn was played by Oliver Cotton, Roger by John McCardle, Anselm by David Fleischman, and Rachel by Catherine Hunt. Goody was played by Deborah McAndrew, Young Goody by Rosie Fleischman, and Jahan by Decca Walmsley. The Chancellor was played by Rob Pickavance, Lady Alison by Bridget Forsyth, and Father Adam by Lloyd Peters. The Spire was directed in Manchester by Susan Roberts.